Yeah, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Obviously, I've enjoyed my time here. Certainly, no, there's a massive challenge ahead, but part of me, you know, signed on to, you know, stay up in the first year and push on the second year, and I don't think we've really done that. And to be given the opportunity to be a part of the squad, hopefully to push on next season, will be great. So yeah, I'm happy. For me, the biggest thing is balancing the kind of family life as well. So grateful of the support of home to continue playing. And you know, for me, it's simple. I love it, and I love talking about Worcester. I love playing with Worcester, and I want to push us on. I want us to get better. I want us to improve, and I want to be part of that.
Your wife Jenny, how big a say did she have in it? What was the conversation?
She had
like?
The full say in it. You know too well that who makes the calls on stuff like this. I suppose she knows how much I love playing, and she knows how much it means to me to tug out. So she doesn't want to be the one kind of dashing the dreams and stuff. But there, we do have four kids at home, so I've been lucky that with Worcester as well, they've been quite understanding of that fact. So there's been a chat about the downtime, and you know, when I'm not involved, maybe being around home a little bit more than I was this season. So, but yeah, it's just getting a balance in that lifestyle. But I'm grateful to them. Without sounding soft or mushy or anything like that, it is a kind of family sacrifice that you have to make sometimes. But I'm grateful that my family see it as that, me doing something I really love.
When you started off playing at Munster, did you ever think you'd still be playing at 38?
No. I'll be honest with you, I think it's how you look after yourself. And I know I get a bit of a slagging for being a non-drinking Irishman, but I think that has massively helped. I do play in a position where it doesn't require fast twitch fibres or anything. If you're willing to put your head between two bums and push, then that's all you need. So it's a pull and dragging kind of position. So I'm lucky there's kind of longevity in my spot, that you don't need any of the good attributes of an athlete to get there. So, but yeah, I suppose I've always been nearly paranoid about what I put into my body, how I look after it. I remember I was young and Jim Williams was around the Munster squad, and he was just so professional, so meticulous in how he recovered and prepared for games. And I learned an awful lot from him. But his line always was, your body's your business. So your body's your tool. It's what you need to perform. So I think I've always kind of looked after myself well, and I'm probably reaping the rewards of that now at the tail end of my career. But, you know, the biggest thing I notice is recovery. It takes longer to recover from games, whereas, you know, when I was younger, you could nearly tug out again the next day. It takes a little bit longer for me, but, yeah, that's about it.
Did you have other offers? Was anybody else chasing you?
I two other offers, but I'll be honest with you. Like I said, I've signed on here. I don't like to think of myself as a journeyman or someone that I want to drive on with Worcester. I want us to achieve. I want us to do better. So when, you know, when Worcester started chatting to me, I knew that was the only option for me, really, and the only place I would really wanted to play. And the big thing for me, I know this might be harsh to say, but the facilities do allow me to perform every week, just to be able to go in there and use the cryotherapy, the other type of facilities that let me get my body prepped. I think it's a serious advantage to anyone, you know, that's looking to have a, you know, an extra edge on their training. So when you have a club with the facilities, and plus the group of guys, you know, I think we've a great bunch of lads. 100% we've underperformed and we've been disappointed with how we've gone, but I think there's a massive drive to push on, and I love what's coming through with our academies and younger guys, and I think they're guys that could bring the club to another level. I'll be well gone by the time hopefully these guys are fighting it out like we chatted at the business end of competitions. But I think you'd love to be at the start of their journey, and you know, they're the guys you remember. Myself, I remember the likes of Mick Galway and Peter Clossy when I was younger, that they set a good environment for you to actually achieve. So I think maybe that's the case for a few of us older guys.
Did the fact that you've been skipper for the last few games and been winning games, that make a big difference?
I'll be honest, we've chatted about it before, the skipper thing, I find it nerve-wracking, I find it edgy, I don't think I'm a natural leader, so I find it tough, but like I said, I respect all the lads and I care about them and I want them to do well, and you know, I think performance falls out of the back of stuff like that. If you're playing with friends and guys you care about as opposed to teammates, I think that matters, and I think that's something that we have here. I definitely think it's something we can drive on and be better at and make more time for each other and have that kind of real close bond when we go out. But I think when you look at the performances that we've got big results in, it's because we've played like that. We've played like a group of lads that showed how much they care about each other and look more like brothers on the pitch. So that's a big thing for me and a thing to push. So it's probably the leadership side of it I do find tough, but I definitely have so much respect for all my teammates that I want to go out and put in a big performance for them. But I think we've great leaders within the squad. I think it's just maybe them having an environment to, you know, to actually step forward into that role. I think the likes of Will Spence, I think he could be an incredible leader in time. Jack Singleton, I wish I didn't start naming guys. Ryan Mills, these are guys that I think they're leaders within the squad, and I think in time they'll flourish and like I said, to drive Warriors on.